Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Today, we're going to be talking about a new surgical system. For those of you out there who aspire or have a dream of being a doctor, you might be really interested in this. And for those of us who might need some surgery in the future, this is great news because this new advancement in surgery reduces the recovery time that it takes after you have surgery. You know, have those stitches because they have to cut your body open, and it takes kind of a long time to get back to normal.
Yeah, so this might become very commonplace.
Yeah.
This is something you may hear about more and more because, you know, the population in Taiwan is getting older and older. So, you know, your grandparents or your parents or even you might be having surgeries more often. And, well, you know, the word surgery just sounds kind of scary. Sorry,
yeah.
You need an operation. Boy, that would send shivers down my spine if I heard the doctor say that. But it would be nice if the operation were not to be so, you know, so tortuous.
So difficult to go through,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So let's talk about this. We're also going to be telling you why it's called the Da Vinci surgical system. But first, guys, of course, we're going to read through the entire article.
The name Da Vinci has come to represent artistic genius, yet in the near future it may also symbolize top-of-the-line technology in operating rooms. This is due to the revolutionary Da Vinci surgical system. The Da Vinci system is produced by the company Intuitive Surgical, which chose to name it after the famous Renaissance artist because he drew up the first plans to build a robot. It's a robotic system designed to help doctors perform surgeries. Surgeons use a console to operate the four mechanical arms of the Da Vinci robot. Three of these arms are reserved for medical tools, such as scissors and scalpels. The fourth arm is equipped with an endoscopic camera, which allows surgeons to zoom in and out, providing full vision of the operating process. The primary objective of the Da Vinci system is to enable doctors to perform minimally invasive surgery, MIS. Compared with traditional open surgeries, MIS requires smaller incisions into the patient's body. This reduces recovery time for patients, which in turn lowers medical costs. So far, the system has been used chiefly for cardiac valve repair, gynecological procedures, and prostatectomies. Currently, Da Vinci robots can be found in hundreds of hospitals worldwide and have helped to perform approximately 200,000 surgeries to date. In the future, the system will likely enable surgeons to carry out procedures on patients who are thousands of miles away. With the advance of artificial intelligence, it's possible that the Da Vinci system could one day function completely autonomously, which is something that even the great Leonardo da Vinci might have never imagined in his wildest dreams.
Wow, this sounds like a really cool system. It's amazing that we're getting to the point where someday we might have a robot operate on us instead of a surgeon or a real doctor. Here, we're kind of using half and half. They're using parts of a robotic machine, but there's still a doctor controlling the arms that are going into your body or the method that's being used to actually do some surgery inside you. It's kind of cool. If you talk about something that's robotic, that's an adjective form for robot. And most of you know a robot is a kind of a machine. It's controlled by a computer, and it's often made to look like a human, sometimes an animal, but most of the time like humans, a robot. And the Renaissance, it was a time in history in Europe when a lot of scientific discoveries were being made. It's a very exciting time in world history. And we're talking about it being a robotic Renaissance for surgeons here because Renaissance also means a period of time when there's a new interest in something, where something is being brought forth that hasn't been around before. Some new inventions are coming out, and that's what we're talking about. There's a new way for surgeons or doctors who perform operations to perform surgery.
Yes, a rebirth or a revival of something. That's what Renaissance means here. And it's a Renaissance for surgeons, a new kind of medical procedure that's being reborn. Well, if you think about Da Vinci, of course, you think about Leonardo da Vinci, and the name Da Vinci has come to represent artistic genius. Well, that's true. It has come to do this. It has had this result. When you think of Da Vinci, that's what you think of, artistic genius. Represent here just means it symbolizes something. It takes the place of something. Your legislator represents you in the government, for example. Mm-hmm. And artistic means having to do with art. So, yes, think of Da Vinci. Think of all those wonderful drawings and designs and inventions that he had.
And, of course, a surgeon is a very special kind of doctor. They have a lot of training before they can become surgeons. That's the type of doctor who actually performs operations that involve cutting into somebody's body in order to repair something that's damaged or diseased inside. So we're talking about something that surgeons are now using. Now, in the near future, this name Da Vinci may also symbolize top-of-the-line technology in operating rooms. Ooh, cool. If something's top of the line, it's really the best quality that you can find. For example, Tom has a great camera, and I consider it one of the top of the line cameras out there. Takes really good pictures. He doesn't just use his smartphone to take pictures. He's got a great camera. This is top of the line technology we're talking about today, and it's found in operating rooms. An operating room is a room in a hospital where operations are done or performed.
It's where a surgeon performs a surgery. And operating room is what we call it in the U.S. You'll hear operating theater if you're in England here. So indeed, it symbolizes or represents top-of-the-line, cutting-edge technology in those operating rooms. And why is that? Well, this is due to the revolutionary Da Vinci surgical system. If it's revolutionary, that means it represents a big change. Revolutionary ideas, etc. Everybody's looking for a big change to make some big money. So, yes, it's a brand new system, and it's going to change things from top to bottom.
The new Da Vinci system is produced or made by the company called Intuitive Surgical, which chose to name it after the famous Renaissance artist, of course, Leonardo da Vinci, because he drew up the first plans to build a robot. He had the idea to build a robot a long time ago. Now, when we use this word witch here, it refers back to Intuitive Surgical. So it's produced by this company, which refers back to the company. This company chose to name it after the famous Renaissance artist. We sometimes use witch to introduce an additional statement about something that's already been mentioned. And as you can see here, we put a comma right before witch, and then it refers back to or lets us know we're actually talking now about Intuitive Surgical. They're the ones who chose to name it after Da Vinci.
Yeah, which here just allows you not to have to repeat the subject of the sentence here. That company, basically, that's the subject, which chose. They named it after this famous Renaissance artist, Leonardo da Vinci, because he's the one who drew up the first plans to build that robot. This is a verb phrase, to draw up. Drew up is in the past tense here, and that just means you actually sat down and you did the drawing for this idea, usually a blueprint, not necessarily, maybe some sketches or something like that, but he's the one who dreamed up this idea. He drew it up, he organized it, and he put it down on paper.
Mm-hmm. You can also use draw up to talk about a contract, or maybe you're going to draw up a list of things to do. What it means is you're actually putting these words down in written form. So you're writing something out. So he drew up the plans to build a robot, which is really cool because he lived a long time ago. Now, it's a robotic system. Again, robotic is our adjective. It's a system designed to help doctors perform surgeries. Oh, it's really kind of cool. Now, surgeons, how do they do this? They use something called a console to operate the four mechanical arms of the Da Vinci robot. So this particular robot doesn't have two arms like people. It's got four arms. Robots can have as many arms as they want because they're just machines. A console is sometimes used to talk about a piece of stereo equipment that you can plug your speakers and your turntable into and all those different pieces that make up a stereo system. Here it's talking about a piece of equipment that contains the controls for a machine. So it kind of looks like a flat board, a control panel, you could say, a console. And they're using this control board or console to operate those arms on the robot. Operate here simply means to use and control something.
Operate, which is interesting because operation is the noun form of surgery. Well, it's another way to call surgery something else, an operation. But here it does not mean that. It means to control, to manipulate these mechanical arms. And mechanical just refers to something that uses machines. So that robot has four mechanical arms, and three of these arms are reserved for medical tools, such as scissors and scalpels. So here we have the verb reserve, and here it's being used as a phrase to be reserved for. That means it's only used for that purpose. Mm-hmm. I could say, can we have that table there by the window? Oh, no, it's reserved for a party of four already. You cannot have that table. It's reserved.
Or I could say, hey, I just bought a new dress, but I'm reserving it for a special occasion. So it means I'm keeping it for future use or for something special. So you can reserve things to use for only one thing. Or, as you often hear it used, you can reserve a table at a restaurant, reserve a room at a hotel that you want to use later when you go on a trip. Here we're reserving three of these arms for medical tools. If you've seen TV shows or have done any study of doctors, you know they have a lot of equipment that they use to perform surgery with. Something scary like scissors. Ugh,
yeah.
And a scalpel. What's a scalpel?
It's kind of like a knife that a surgeon uses to cut into the patient. And I did want to mention that scissors here, oftentimes people here say scissor. Can I have a scissor?
Oh.
No, it's scissors because you have two blades with a scissors.
Uh-huh.
So you always have to say it with an S here.
And you say a pair of scissors.
Yeah, or some scissors. You can say that as well. And back to scalpel again. Again, that's a surgical instrument that you don't really see used elsewhere. When I see the word scalpel, I always think of an operation or surgery.
I do too. And those scalpels are so sharp.
Ooh.
Because they have to cut through skin and muscle and lots of scary things. So
be careful there.
Yeah, you have to be very careful with those scalpels. Okay, everybody, someone who's going to explain a little bit more is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的科技是跟达文西有关哦。我们先来看一下第一个句子写着 The name Da Vinci has come to represent artistic genius. 一提到达文西这个名字呢，大家就认为他一定是跟艺术天才有关。然而跟大家的印象不太一样的第一个空格该想些什么东西？我们继续看一下第一个空格后面的句子写着This is due to the revolutionary Da Vinci surgical system. 为什么达文西会跟外科的手术系统有关呢？那么第一题我们可以选择一选项的句子提到 Yet in the near future, it may also symbolize top-of-the-line technology in operating rooms.这一句呢有一个很明显的一个转成词 yet 就是代表着然而前面提到的是艺术的天才然而在不久的未来它代表的可能就是手术房里面的 top of the line technology 尖端科技所以第一题我们答案就选 E第二题的空格前面提到了呢其实会有这样子的一个想法正是因为他选择了文艺复兴时期的艺术家的名字来命名这个系统因为 Da Vinci 呢以前他就曾经拟出最早期的蓝图来打造机器人所以在第二个空格前面的 because 后面提到 He drew up the first plans to build a robot 然而第二个空格要用怎么样的句子，后面提到 Surgeons use a console to operate the four mechanical arms of the Da Vinci robot。后面句子写了什么，然后就谈到外科医生可以使用一个遥控器来控制机械人的四肢手背。第二题的空格我们可以选择 Sentence A。 Sentence A 提到 It's a robotic system designed to help doctors perform surgeries。原来呀，这样子的机械人的系统是被设计要用来帮助医生来执行手术。这里前面提到的 a robotic system 呼应了前面为什么要用 Da Vinci， 因为它是第一个拟出蓝图制造 to build a robot。 而后面第二个空格句子又提到 surgeons 外科医生在执行手术，就可以搭配 sentence A 里面所提到的 perform surgeries。 所以第二题的空格我们答案就选 A。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's resume with our lesson, everybody. We're talking about, well, no, we're not talking about the Da Vinci Code. That's a book and a movie. We're actually talking about the Da Vinci System.
Uh-huh.
It's a system of a surgery for doctors. It's a robotic renaissance for surgeons, and it's going to change the way that doctors perform surgeries in the future. Basically, it's going to make it possible for surgeons to get inside your body without making those big incisions. You can recover faster, and hey, someday it might be totally autonomous, but we'll get to that in just a second. Where we left off, we were talking about the four mechanical arms of this Da Vinci robot. Three of them are reserved for medical tools like scissors and scalpels, and the fourth arm is equipped with an endoscopic camera. That's a special kind of camera that basically goes inside the body. It can be introduced into the body to give a view of the parts inside the body. It can go down your throat. I suppose it could go into your lungs or wherever it can go. And it can see inside your body. Boy, would that be cool.
Those are kind of cool cameras. They can go inside your body. So if somebody has endoscopic surgery, you know that the cut that the doctor had to make on their body to go inside is rather small, which is really great. So we kind of like endoscopic surgery, and that's done with an endoscopic camera, which can go inside. Well, this camera allows surgeons to zoom in and zoom out. Zoom in and zoom out are phrases we use when a camera can adjust so that the image looks either smaller or farther away. If you zoom in, the lens of the camera adjusts so that the image seems to be bigger and closer, which is really great. If you zoom out, it's just the opposite. The lens of the camera adjusts so that the image seems smaller and farther away.
Yes, if you're talking about photography, if you change the focal length of the lens from a wide-angle perspective to a telephoto one that's zooming in, and then in the opposite there, going from telephoto to wide-angle, that is to zoom out. I'm wondering here, though, if they're talking about simply the camera going in and then coming back out. You'd probably have to talk to the doctor to see exactly what they're doing there. But again, the camera zooms in and zooms out, and that provides full vision of the operating process to the surgeon who's operating the console so they can know what's going on at all times. And the primary objective of the Da Vinci system is to enable doctors to perform minimally invasive surgery, or MIS. So this is the primary objective of this system. Primary means main, the first one, and objective is the goal. So this is what they want to accomplish first and foremost. The primary objective is to perform this MIS.
Yeah, if you're working on a project at work, you might have some objectives that you're trying to achieve. So those are your goals, your purposes for doing something. They want to perform minimally invasive surgery, or MIS. Now, compared with traditional open surgeries, where they have to make that big cut into your body, which we call an incision, the MIS method just really helps recovery time. It reduces it. It doesn't take so long for you to get better, and so you're able to go out and play sports and get back to moving around. Now, an incision is a cut that's made in something, but typically we'll use it to talk about operations. It's a cut made into the body during surgery. An incision is countable, as you can see. So they require smaller incisions when they use MIS, which is really great news. This also reduces recovery time for patients. Recovery time is the time that it takes for you to become healthy again after you've either had an illness or some sort of operation or maybe even an injury.
Indeed, so it reduces that recovery time for patients so they don't have to hang out in the hospital for so long. Mm-hmm. Hey, they might even get out of the hospital on the same day. Who knows?
Wow.
And this, in turn, as a result, lowers medical costs. So as you know, if you spend day after day in the hospital, those costs build up. And, you know, Genbao doesn't cover everything. So that's good news for people who have operations. You don't have to spend so much time in the hospital recovering.
Well, so far, the system has been used chiefly or primarily for the most part. Chiefly just means mainly for these sorts of things. Cardiac valve repair. Cardiac relates to the heart, and a valve is something that temporarily can stop the flow of fluid. So it's a valve that stops and lets blood flow to the heart. They've repaired hearts with this. Gynecological procedures refer to procedures or medical operations that focus on the reproductive system of women. Gynecology is the study of the reproductive system of women. So a procedure can be a series of actions that are done in a certain way or order, an established way of doing something. But here we're talking about actual medical treatments or operations, procedures. And a prostatectomy is surgery on the prostate gland, and a prostate gland is only found in men.
That's the shahuxian, by the way. Instead of just explaining it, I'll just give you the Chinese there. So, yes, prostatectomy is an operation that you have in order to remove the prostate gland.
Or repair it, yeah.
Or repair it. And currently, Da Vinci robots can be found in hundreds of hospitals worldwide. I wonder if they're here in the hospitals in Taiwan.
I bet they are.
There's a good chance. So currently, that just means at the moment, at the present time.
Uh-huh.
You can find those robots. You're not really looking for them, but so that's where they are, basically. And this is in hospitals, or these are in hospitals all over the world, worldwide, and those machines, or those robots, have helped to perform approximately 200,000 surgeries to date. To date means up to now. So approximately here means that's a guess at the figure, an educated guess. It's close to the actual number, but not totally accurate. It's very difficult to go around the world and count all the surgeries that have taken place. So this is an estimate.
That's a good estimate. Well, in the future, the system will likely enable surgeons to carry out procedures on patients who are thousands of miles away. It's pretty amazing. Now, they've had some advances with artificial intelligence. Advance here is being used as a noun. It can be countable. It means some improvement in some area. So they've had some progress or development with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is an area of computer science. It kind of deals with machines that have the ability to seem like they're human, like they have human intelligence, but they're actually just computers that are really, really good. So we've had some progress with artificial intelligence. So it's possible that the Da Vinci system could one day function completely autonomously. If you're autonomous, you're independent. You're separate from other things or people. You're able to act on your own.
Autonomous. There are some, like, autonomous regions in China, for example, self-governing. And this is something that even the great Leonardo da Vinci might have never imagined in his wildest dreams. So he did think up of robots, but maybe he never thought about these robots performing surgeries without the help of people. The machine would hook you up. You might even have one at your home. Give yourself an operation. Just press a button, lay back, and close your eyes, and you're fit as a fiddle in no time.
No thanks. Okay, everybody, someone who's always fit as a fiddle is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen.
第三题的空格前面提到了这些机械手臂呢，有三只是用来操作剪刀跟手术刀等医疗器具。延续这样的文意，那么第四只手背的功能作用在哪里呢？我们可以选择 Sentence C 里面提到 The fourth arm is equipped with an endoscopic camera, which allows surgeons to zoom in and out, providing full vision of the operating process.原来第四只手臂呢，装有内视镜，让外科医师可以放大跟缩小范围，提供手术过程的完整视野。所以前面提到三只手臂搭配第四只手臂的功能作用，第三题答案就选 C。 第四个空格前面提到了一个专有名词 MIS， 其实指的就是微创手术。我们来看一下第四个空格前面那一句的后面提到 MIS requires smaller incisions into the patient's body， 这样子的微创手术其实呢，它在于病人的身上就不会有太大的医学上面的切口，这个切口是比较小的。延续这样的文意，我们可以选择 F 选项提到 This reduces recovery time for patients，which in turn lowers medical costs. 这样一来，由于呢伤口很小，就可以降低病人复原的时间，也就造成可以降低医疗的花费。所以第四题，我们答案就选 F 选项。第五个空格提到前面的句子说 Currently, Da Vinci robots can be found in hundreds of hospitals worldwide and have helped to perform approximately 200,000 surgeries to date. 目前来看啊，这个机械人的应用已经帮助了将近有200,000件的手术，这是目前。那么将来呢？我们第五题就可以选择 D， 提到 In the future, the system will likely enable surgeons to carry out procedures on patients who are thousands of miles away. 将来这样子的系统甚至可以让外科医生对远在千里之外的病患执行手术。所以第五题我们答案就选 D。
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.